Hey friends, thanks for joining me. My name is Andy Bruce, and I love talking to women about God. And what really lights me up is talking to like-minded women who just know that God has placed His calling on their lives, and they just want to do whatever God has and asks of them to do. So that's what this podcast is all about. It's faithfully living with God today, so that we're ready for whatever He brings to us tomorrow. So here's how this works. In this podcast, I'm talking more to myself than I am to you, because on this podcast, I'm talking to myself 20 years ago. You could jump into the fun too. Literally picture yourself 20 years ago. Think of all that you've learned, all that you've experienced, and all that God has done. So that's how this conversation is framed. To help us keep normal, I've got three podcast rules. Rule number one, I'm just sharing lessons learned, because I'm convinced that when we talk about what God has taught us, we are far more likely to live what God has taught us. Rule number two, when I say you, remember, I'm not referring to you. I'm referring to you, or at least my 23-year-old self. Rule number three, no need to generalize and apply everything that I'm saying, because some of it just won't fit on you, since I'm learning, or I'm specifically referring to myself 20 years ago. So here's what I do know about you. You just want to know Jesus. You do. Since the day of your pretty radical salvation, it was so radical that the terms from death to life and from darkness to light hold real meaning for you. You just want to know God and obey God and do whatever God has purpose for you to do. And you know that in order to do this, you have to grow in Christ. You have to grow in your love for Him. You have to grow in your obedience. So I want to share with you what will be the most freeing and most difficult and the most joyful and the most frustrating and the most rewarding and the most like critical part of the journey. I'm going to introduce, or perhaps reintroduce you to, a phrase that you've heard a bunch of times. And at first, this phrase is going to sound like, yeah, that's unnecessary because I got it. But I encourage you, hold up, because this is the phrase. I'm going to say it again. This is the phrase for knowing, loving, obeying, serving, being loved by God. So here it is. This phrase is simple. Self-leadership. Self-leadership. Obviously, self means you, your being, your identity, your spirit and soul, your life, just plain old you. So self equals you. Got it. Self-leadership. Self is you. So leadership is taking others where they've never been before to accomplish something they've never done before. I want to say that again. Leadership is just simply taking others where they have never been before to accomplish something they've never done before. So, self-leadership. You are good at leading others, but the problem comes when you're better at leading others than you are at leading yourself. When you're better at leading others than you are at leading yourself, there's a character issue. So over the next few weeks, I want to talk to you about developing this kind of character so that you experience deeper self-leadership. What is self-leadership and why does it matter? Great questions, right? Let's get a context going. Early on in your spiritual life, when there was a lot of dependency on others to lead you, this was appropriate. You were young in Christ. You were trying to find your way to God, and God used other people to show you what to do and how to do it. Things like reading your Bible, things like worshiping God, praying, things like bringing sin to the light, things like praying for others and serving. You needed someone to lead you through these things, to model how to know Christ, to guide and inspire you to keep going and keep taking steps. And all this is in Scripture, and it's wonderful. It's awesome. Leading yourself means letting God mature you so that you're no longer a spiritual infant. Think of infants. Infants need to be taken care of. Infants can't be left alone for long because they're going to endanger themselves. Infants are dependent on others to do everything because they can't do anything for themselves. But leading yourself, this idea of spiritually maturing, isn't not needing anyone anymore. That's not what I mean. Because we're the body of Christ, literally made to belong together. So that's not what I mean by self-leadership. Instead, it's the idea that you can be trusted to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. So again, self-leadership is the idea that you can be trusted to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. And as you practice these ideas in self-leadership, you grow and you mature in Christ, and you become more responsible for yourself, like for your own growth, for your own prayer time, for your interactions with others, for being faithful and staying faithful. It's being responsible for your own sin, for your repentance, for figuring out and taking the next step toward God. And there's more opportunity to grow and lead yourself than you can even imagine is possible. This is self-leadership. A leadership writer named Kazan says it this way: self-leadership is the process of intentionally observing and influencing your own thinking, feelings, and behaviors to achieve your objectives. I'm going to say that again. Self-leadership is a process of intentionally observing and influencing your own thinking, your own feelings, and your own behaviors to get where you want to go, to achieve your objectives. In other words, it's about how you intentionally impact yourself, including how you think and how you behave and how you feel, so that you could do what God's called you to do. This is different because you've been taught that it's really the job of the church for others to impact you. And that's true, because remember, we're the body of Christ. But this is different because this puts the responsibility, as you grow and mature, to really be the one along with those others to impact yourself, so that you are growing and maturing and relying more on God than on others. The idea of self-leadership, the ability to lead yourself, gets a little muddy. And man, oh man, do we need to be clear about one really important thing. Self-leadership isn't near as much about learning to lead yourself as it is about learning to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to say that one more time. Self-leadership isn't near as much about learning to lead yourself as it is about learning to be led by the Holy Spirit. My version of self-leadership is this: choosing to do what needs to be done so that I can follow Jesus wherever he wants me to go. My version is just choosing to do whatever needs to be done so that I could follow Jesus wherever he wants to take me. It's this choosing part, choosing to do what needs to be done, that's all about self-leadership. So over the next month or so, we're going to be digging in deep to this concept, this idea of self-leadership. We're going to be talking about the mindset of leadership, of self-leadership. We're going to be talking about the discipline that accompanies self-leadership. And I don't just mean self-discipline, but I also mean learning how to respond to God's discipline of me. We're going to be talking about learning to love the Bible, like for real, and not just saying or feeling obligated or feeling guilt about loving the Bible. We're going to be talking about learning to love God and really learning to understand God's love for you. And here's a biggie: learning to literally understand yourself. Because, baby, it's one thing to lead other people. It's an entirely different beast to learn to lead yourself. And by all means, I have not mastered this area. But I've learned that this is the area that makes it or breaks it when it comes to living my God-given calling. But for now, take a deep breath and enjoy the journey of being loved by God.